This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This Feeding Time podcast is brought to you by Plan B, your go-to joint for a quick fix of great grub and wicked coffee, a new perspective to fuss-free dining. This is BFM 89.9. On today's Feeding Time Masterclass, Roberta Gugliati from Luce and Zenzero Restaurants talks about pizza. Although we do have the New York deep dish style, which is also quite thick.
Correct.
Have you tried that one?
I must have tried it once and never again.
Never again.
Most probably.
Joining me for today's Pizza Masterclass is Roberto, the dashing entrepreneur and proprietor of Zenzero, and most recently, Luce Osteria in Old Malaya. Old Malaya Changkat Raja Chulan, right?
Lorong Raja Chulan, right.
Lorong Raja Chulan.
Yeah.
So that's your second restaurant that you opened after Zenzero.
Correct. Yeah. This is the second one.
And it's quite an exciting development because it's a little hub again, similar to what you were at the other place, at the other location. It's a restored, beautiful building. It's been restored and there's several restaurants there.
Correct. Right. They did a very good job in restoring an old colonial building, 100 years old. And they did a really, really nice job. Very, very, very nice to sit down there and look at the tower just underneath the KL Tower. And it's really beautiful at night.
And this time around, it's not so much the emphasis on fine dining, but more on, say, pizzerias and food, like osteria food. What was the decision behind that?
Again, I think it's been a personal necessity. I missed pizza in KL badly. I want to do it myself and the proper way. And I thought it was possible, and it's definitely possible since we are doing it.
Because for Italians, I mean, pizza is like nasi lemak to Malaysians,
correct.
Right?
It's a must.
It's a
must.
Necessity.
Yes, it is. At least once a week, we must have a pizza.
Were you finding that the pizza here was just not good enough or not to your taste?
I think that there are good pizzas. I saw a lot of room for improvement. I thought it could have been done better, so I decided to do it myself.
So what for you constitutes a good pizza?
It's a combination of factors. I mean, coming from Italy, of course, you have so many varieties from north to south of Italy. Pizzas changes a lot. So, you know, some people like the southern of Italy, some other likes the northern. Coming from the north, I like the thin crust, and it's typical in KL. Most of the pizzerias make pizzas like that. I prefer the thinner one, let's say, the thinner crust. That's where we focus on, and our pizza chef is from there. And in terms of ingredients, yeah, it's not always easy to find in Asia the same level of ingredients you can find in Italy. That's the key for a good pizza. Yeah. But if you look for it, you can find them, so we managed to.
Yeah, interestingly, Malaysians are very much more interested in the thin crust pizzas because the southern style, the Napoli style, you know, with the very thick, not the crust, but the very thick sides.
Correct.
You know, where it's very chewy and you have...
Correct.
Your jaws are tight before you even had your first mouthful. Right. That doesn't seem to work here as much. Although we do have the New York deep dish style, which is also quite thick.
Correct.
Have you tried that one?
I must have tried it once and never again.
Never again.
Most probably. But yes, I see here pizzerias are serving mostly the thin crust.
So why is it the North favors thin crust and the South favors a thick crust? Is there a historical reason or just taste?
No, I think it's just over the years, you know, MasterChef pizza makers have, you know, mastered their own way, and the Southern way seems to be more towards that kind of style, while the Northern is more...
So what you're not saying is the Southern is a little bit more peasant, it's a little bit more
rough,
the North is more finesse. Is that what you're trying to say?
Not at all.
And Northerners are thinner and fitter, and Southerners tend to go fatter because they eat so much dough?
No, I wouldn't say that. You know, thinking about it,
right?
It makes sense. No, I don't know.
There are a lot of parallels, so. You know?
Yeah, you could talk a lot about it. Yeah, that's right. No, I don't know, to be honest. I wouldn't say that. Going back in centuries, how it developed the way, but that's the way it is, and that's probably the way I got used to and the one I prefer. Yeah. So
you have a very fixed way of how you like to do your pizzas. So you went to Italy to look for your pizza chef.
That's right. Our pizza chef is from Italy. It's from my hometown. He's a real pizza chef. He's not just a chef. Every chef in any restaurant can make a pizza. That's no doubt about it. But a pizza chef is a different expertise. It's a different way. If you take our pizza chef and you put it in the kitchen, it's not the same as having a chef in a kitchen, in a restaurant kitchen. But behind the pizza oven is an artist, really.
He specializes only in pizzas,
and he's a real artist on it.
Does he even venture into calzones, or is that he can do a calzone.
He can do different varieties of calzones. He's got a lot of tricks up his sleeves. He's not revealing it now, but he will.
What was most attractive about him to you in terms of his abilities?
Well, I knew him. He really comes from my hometown, from my village, from my kampung. And he was working in a friend of mine restaurant, and has been working there for the last 5-6 years. So every time I used to go back to Italy, go back to my hometown, I would definitely stop by, have a pizza there, not just one probably. And everyone loved his pizzas, and once my friend sold the restaurant, then I said, okay, Christian, now you come with me. Let's make pizza in
Malaysia. Show you the Malaysian way of life.
Yeah. But at the same time, he wasn't just the pizza chef, which is very important, obviously, but this is the ingredients that you have to use to make a real authentic Italian pizza. I mean, everyone can call themselves pizzeria, fine, but when I think of Italian pizza, I have rules. There must be
rules that must be adhered to.
Yes.
Not compromisable. No. And what are they?
Correct. I mean, if you want to call yourself Italian pizzeria, I believe you've got to use Italian ingredients, which is the flour, most of all, is a key that we found here. Actually, the same flour that our pizza chef used to use in Italy. We found it here, a distributor, a supplier that can deliver it to us. The yeast, from tomatoes to mozzarella, so everything is done. It's coming from Italy.
Because the reality is a pizza base is just flour, water,
olive oil, and yeast, and that's it. The recipe is very simple, but we don't force the growing of the pizza dough. We let it rest
overnight. So you let it rest naturally over
12 hours. Yeah,
you don't accelerate the process.
Not
with
at all.
With yeast.
We don't use chemical to expedite the process. Chemicals. We just leave it there, and it makes a huge difference. And of course, the challenges that he faced when he came here and trying to make the perfect dough was, of course, things that you may not think of, but when you come here, the humidity is different, the water is different, the temperature is different, especially because outside is 30 degrees, inside is always aircon. So in Italy, you don't have this condition. So you have to try many times before finding the perfect dough.
But I mean, in Italy, when it's hot in summer, it's very, very hot. And when it's cold in winter, it's cold. So they already know how to adapt to the seasons over there based on their knowledge of the seasons.
Correct.
But because with our humidity is so high here,
correct,
it changes everything. And even with the air condition coming on and off. And
correct. Here, the temperature changes in hours, while in Italy, seasonal changes. So you have time to adjust and master the dough. While here, it takes a little bit more of attention. So that's where a pizza chef really makes a huge, huge difference.
So when you were doing your R&D, what was the biggest problem? Was it the humidity more than anything else?
Not really. I mean, once we found the ingredients, humidity, yes, was one thing. The water, the yeast was very important. But I would say the ingredients played a big role. And after that, even the pizza oven made a huge, huge difference. I mean, we brought the pizza oven from Italy as well, so we flew it from Italy, and it takes a few trials. It needs to run, before it can really make sure that it's cooking the right way.
Before we go on to the pizza oven, I want to ask you about the flour, because you mentioned that a lot of chefs use just 00 flour.
Right.
But you mentioned that at your restaurant, you use a combination of 00 and 00.
Correct.
Why is that? Do you find that it gives a better consistency?
It gives a better consistency, elasticity. It doesn't break once you start working on the dough, opening up. It doesn't break. It keeps the consistency. And what you may find here in KL is that every pizza you try or I've tried, the same common problem that I see is that after 10 minutes, it becomes very elastic.
Yeah.
It doesn't keep the consistency that
it doesn't keep the crisp.
Correct. Yeah. After it gets cold, it becomes very, very chewy,
especially
in a way.
Especially the base.
Yes, yeah. That's the main problem. I found it very hard to digest as well, and that was a problem. So we wanted to avoid that. Try to make sure that the pizza is. You have the same experience that you would have in Italy. That's the key. You know?
Yeah.
And so far seems to be.
So does the same principle of using a combination of 0 and 00 flour apply for making pasta? Or not quite? Because pasta, I guess, is a different...
Yeah,
again,
different,
your principles are different because
different
shape,
yeah.
The flour...
Correct. It's a different, I would say, depending on the pastas, type of pastas as well, have different type of base. But on the pizza, yeah, that's the way that our chef... learn over the years, and the master chefs before him taught him, so he's doing well. So
and actually, where you're from is Ferrara, right?
Yeah, correct.
And is that known to be hub for this kind of food?
Well, pizzas are a huge deal in my area. I mean, not just Ferrara, but in like everywhere in Italy, I would say. But like any other type of food, in 100 kilometers. Food changed so much in Italy, like you know very well, and pizzas could be the same thing. Our area is famous for the thin crust, kind of a bigger size, but it's thinner, so it's a typical from Ferrara, and that's the pizza I have always experienced around there from many other pizza chefs. So
okay.
It just works well, I guess.
And next up, Roberto's going to be talking specifically about some of the toppings and the pizzas that he serves at Luce. This is Feeding Time with Faye on BFM 89.9. Awesome new food like the Malaysian corned beef rendang waffle-witch and Christie's crunchy kale salad at Plan B, your new local. You'll definitely not find these anywhere else. You're listening to Feeding Time. I'm Fei Ku. With me today, my friend and owner of Luce and Zenzero, Roberto, here to talk about pizzas, because that's what actually Luce is specializing in. You've got, 30, 40 kinds of pizzas over there?
We have 53 pizzas on the menu now.
53?
Yeah, 53 pizzas on the menu, yeah.
But because a lot of the base ingredients are very similar, you're not going to end up with a smorgasbord of ingredients that you find you can't use, even if people are not ordering the pizzas, right?
That's right. It's good. It's, of course, over 53 pizzas, you have a lot of combinations. Some of the ingredients are the same, but you know, mixed with others gives you a different taste. Some other pizzas, we call it the pizza bianche, which means white pizzas in a way that we don't use. We call it white pizzas because we don't use tomatoes. Some people don't like tomato base, or some others are allergic to it, or different type of tastes. And these are doing actually very well. I mean, in Italy, we're a good options, and they seems to be appreciated also here. So it's. We can give a really big variety of pizzas here. The other thing is, differently from Zenzero, we serve pork at Luce, so that, of course, enhances the menu possibilities in a tremendous way. So we can offer a lot of different type of cold cuts as an option on the pizzas. Like we say, the same amount of pizzas options when it comes to vegetarians or seafood. Yeah. So we do very nice seafood pizzas. Type of vegetables, pastas, French fries on the pizzas. We can do
French fries on the pizza.
Yeah, it's also available.
Are you sure about
believe
that?
Me, kids love that.
That sounds as bad as pineapple on the pizza. I mean, I used
that's
to
one thing we don't have.
Oh my god, that's disgusting. I think it's an American thing.
I think it is.
But what's with that? The Hawaiian pizza.
Don't ask me. I have no idea.
Travesty, man. That's crimes against culinary humanity.
Correct.
You know?
Correct. That should be banned.
And yet you put French fries on your pizza.
It's a But that's something that kids would love, and they really do, believe me. We call it the Americana. It comes with French fries and German pork sausages as well. And it's doing very well.
So let's talk through some basic flavor combinations when you're dealing with pizzas. Obviously, like you said, you've got the white pizzas, which are without tomato sauce, and then you've got the tomato-based pizzas. Some pizzas you can find throughout Italy. They're commonplace. They are like your Italian pizzas, which don't vary from region to region.
Correct.
What would some of them be? I guess like capricciosa.
Yeah, well, it's one of the most typical pizzas that you will find all over Italy, for sure. It's pretty much the standard recipe, standard selection of toppings, which is black olives, ham, smoked ham, artichokes, or mushroom on it. This is a typical capricciosa kind of style. Then you have the four seasons.
Quattro stagioni.
Which is kind of similar, just the topping may change a bit. You have salami instead of ham. You have a different vegetables on it, but normally it's a four different toppings.
Oh, and then don't forget quattro formaggi,
which is one of our best sellers, but also all our cheeses are from Italy, so we offer a very good
selection. What are the four cheeses you use on yours?
We have gorgonzola, blue cheese, we have grana padano, we have emmental, we have brie.
So you have a mixture of soft ranging to hard and the semi-hard.
But they also melt inside the oven, so they become quite a nice mixture.
You mentioned before that the oven is very important when you're doing pizzas. What are some of the characteristics a pizza oven must have to make a good pizza?
Okay, when it comes to pizza oven, in everyone's mind, you know, everyone thinks that traditional pizza oven would be a brick typical oven, which is true. You know, most of the pizzeria offer the type of pizza oven, which is good, offer a very good pizza. Nowadays, there are many updated options. We found this manufacturer in Italy, is one of the most famous manufacturers, and we bought the oven from them. And basically, they offer a combination of wood and gas. It's a combined oven, basically. The best part of this, because if you have just a pizza oven that burns wood, before it gets into temperature, because a pizza should be cooked at 450, 480 degrees, and to get to that temperature just with wood, you will have to burn so much wood. And it will take about 2.5 hours, 3 hours to get into that temperature. Well, this new technology, basically with the gas, you manage to get the oven in temperature in 20 to 30 minutes. Yeah. And then you switch it off and you just start cooking with the wood. So basically the temperature is set for the cooking, but the pizza is actually getting the flavor and the aroma of the wood, which is actually that what is cooking the pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
And so save a lot of energy. You can make so much more pizzas in it, and it's just, and it looks very good. It's a very nice Italian design.
it's a good focal point for your restaurant,
yeah,
right?
I wanted to make the pizza area as a great action to watch as well, to see the chef in action, while you can also, you know, look at the pizza, the fire, and kids love it. You know, it's a real show.
Say you want to be cooking, making pizzas at home, you know, like, you know, a couple of times a week, maybe for your family. What are basic ingredients that you must have? Obviously, apart from the tomato paste, apart from the cheese, apart from the
pizza-making
ingredients, what are some good ingredients that you can get a lot of different flavor combinations from?
Okay, from cold cuts, you get a lot of it. You know, you have so many options. You can have a spicy salami or the typical Ferrara salami from my hometown that we bring from here. You can have pancettas or ham, different type of hams, baked ham, honey ham. So it gives all different flavors. Then you can do a lot of other things. You can put toppings like asparagus in it. We do pizzas with like a pumpkin cream. We do what we call like gourmet pizzas. Sometimes we have done pizzas with a black Angus tenderloin. So, we are able to do with foie gras, with scallops, with oysters. You can do a lot of things. So the pizza chef is very good in knowing the combination of this flavor that make it, you know, taste really different.
So what did you have on your foie gras pizza?
It's mostly on foie gras because already a strong taste. So we have a foie gras. We can serve it with steamed asparagus on it. It goes very well. Sometimes it's not good to put so many things because then everything cover the other, but it's, some of them are really strong, so one strong taste would be enough. And the difference is that the heat of the pizza that's cooking and served, it just enhances the flavor of the topping that you put on it. And
do you remember a chef called Wolfgang Puck? As they say in America, Wolfgang Puck.
Okay. Oh,
and
he
was a very famous celebrity chef in America, and he used to cater every year for the Oscars and the Academy Awards, and he was famous for his pizzas.
Right.
Because his pizzas were over the top, you know, like everything, you know, they would have caviar, they would have all kinds of stuff. So I was just wondering whether you guys, you know, do you ever consider making that kind of crazy over the top pizzas?
We will. We are, you know, we serve, beside the menu, we always serve specials every day, and which two specials of the days are pizza, so our pizzas are not on the menu. So it really depends what the chef feels like.
Yeah.
It's really.
See, what is another thing I don't understand is how come more places don't have the option to make your own, create your own?
Pizza is the most easy
because
thing.
You can
do anything.
You know.
You can do anything. That's
right. You can pretty much make your own. Say,
exactly.
I want artichokes.
Exactly.
I want this. I want that. But I don't want that. You know, I don't like capers.
That's
give
the most
me
easy
instead.
Thing. Yep.
You know.
Yep.
So it's surprising to me that someone hasn't opened a pizzeria where you can say, okay, come in, pick six, you know, five flavors for this much, six loaves so much with your base, kind of dough.
Yeah, that's the best part. I mean, you know, that's is one of the options by having such a big menu, which is, I don't think I've ever seen it before in KL. I mean, a place with so many pizzas, which is typical in Italy, actually. Yeah. Most of the pizzerias have even more, 70, 80, 100. Pizzas on the menu is a real book, you know, to go through before choosing your pizzas. But that's the thing, you know, you can have a look at the ingredients that we offer in our menu, and then you say, "I want this, I want
can
that."
Can you do that?
Of course, of course. We you know, we invite.
So what are a couple of pizzas that you've created that are distinctly Luce? You know, like it's original. It's that you guys worked on and made. Okay, let's do this something completely different.
Is I would say well. We have few personalized pizzas, like there is a Roberto, there is a Luce, there is a Zenzero, and
so what's in the Roberto?
The Roberto's is with bresaola all'uscita though, so it's a tomato base, mozzarella, grana padano, rocket salad, and bresaola, but we call it in Italian all'uscita, which means you put it on the pizza after you take the pizza.
Yeah. At the exit, correct.
Yeah. Because some other, you know, you cook it while...
You don't
while,
cook it, yeah.
Some
but
other
because
you
the bresaola is already air-dried, you don't want to ruin it.
Correct,
because it gets too stringy then.
Correct. So this is a typical pizza that you will find in Italy, and just the grana padano is an addition that we
put. And is that named after you because that's your favorite combination?
Maybe, yeah, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like it.
So, what about Luce? Luce, is Luce named after... No, Luce is the...
The name of the restaurant.
Of
course. We call it every pizzeria in Italy will have a pizza named after the
restaurant. So what does the Luce comprise?
The basic again is tomatoes and tomato sauce and mozzarella. Then it has sausages. Then it has a baked ham, asparagus, and truffle oil, if I'm not mistaken. It's very good. It's very good.
I guess the key to making your own good pizzas is to experiment, just not to be afraid of you trying different combinations. If you prefer seafood, you can try more subtle combinations. If you prefer meat and you like your pizzas meaty.
Correct. Yeah, we offer very good pizzas with the tiger prawn. So you'll have your own pizza with a tiger prawn on it, and it goes very well with pizzas. Believe me, it's very good. And another one that we call it the pescatore, like the fisherman pizzas. And he offers a lot of seafood on it, from mussel, from a scallop, from clams, prawns, and other type of fish. So it's a really, really nice pizza to watch before you're eating.
I'm so hungry now. It's like ridiculous. It's always a dangerous thing to talk about food when you haven't eaten anything yet. But you promised that you were going to share a pizza recipe with us and some tips on making your own pizza at home.
Okay.
So fire away.
All right. Well, pizza recipe. To be honest, Faye, you know, you can tell me what would you like on your pizzas, and you know, it can be done the way. We can call it the Faye pizza if you like. Next time you come.
Oh, butter won't melt in your mouth.
You can have a special next time you come, having a pizza named after your name.
It'll have a lot of ingredients. But what are some of your tips to making pizza at home? Like, what are things that they should always remember?
I will always recommend not to force the growing of the dough. You know, if you have the time to make the pizza the night before and let it rest for the night, so you can get it ready for the day after.
And would you rest it in the fridge or outside?
Yeah, in the fridge
covered
is fine.
Covered
in the fridge will be fine.
So maybe with a damp cloth over the bowl so that it doesn't dry, the pizza dough doesn't
correct,
dry out.
But, you know,
but also when you're working on the dough, it's always important to keep it well floured as well, right?
Correct.
So it doesn't dry out.
Correct, yeah.
Don't get too wet, I mean.
You should always have a table or whatever you're going to work your dough on to have it covered with flour. And otherwise you risk to break it. So it has to be a nice flour around you always, where you have your dough covered.
And extra flour so that you can keep topping it up.
Yes, you have always topping it up, yes. Correct.
And you, if you find that your dough is getting too dry, can you just add a little bit of oil and water?
Well, the dough should be already fine if you use the right quantity, the right amount of olive oil, you know, you shouldn't have any problem. The flour will do the job.
And is it also the same way you should not overwork it? or should you really work it through, like with a flour, really use your heel of your hand, keep turning it and rolling it?
When I look at our chef doing it, for him it takes probably 30 seconds. If
yeah,
I do it myself,
he's fast.
I,
yeah.
Exactly.
Have you ever made your own?
I have.
How long did it take?
I failed many times before being able to. No, I'm always that sometimes you have the feeling that you're not topping enough tomatoes on it. You know, when you open your pizza and then you start putting your mozzarella and tomatoes, you feel like it's not enough. So you tend to put too much tomatoes on it, and then when you cook it, it becomes too
soggy.
Yes, correct.
Ingredients don't get cooked properly. Some cook too much.
Correct. So that was my mistakes in the beginning. So the chef told me, no, this is just a scoop. It's just a small scoop. You roll it over the pizzas, and even if it looks not enough, believe me, will be enough. Not to make it too soggy. That's the problem.
So don't be too impatient with your dough. Give it time to rest. Give it, cover it with a damp cloth in the fridge overnight. Just give it time to rise naturally.
Yep.
And also when you're doing ingredients, make sure that you don't overdo it with ingredients.
Correct.
Because if you put too much, then it's not.
Correct. Yeah. It becomes too much. You know, it should be just the base. Tomatoes and mozzarella.
And if you're making it at home, I guess you preheat your oven. Make sure it's got time to come up to temperature before you put it in.
Correct.
Try to reach at least 180.
No more, 250.
250?
If possible. Yeah. For at least 20 minutes, and then you put it in, and it should be ready to cook in another 10 minutes.
So you cook it at 250.
Yes.
Wow,
at home.
Okay,
that's my mom one. Remember, but in the pizza, in the pizzeria, in our restaurants, a pizza really takes. Of course, we are cooking it at 500 degrees, 400 degrees almost. So it takes about a minute and a half.
Wow, that's pretty quick.
Yeah, it's pretty and you can cook over 6 to 7 pizzas at the same time.
Cool. Thank you, Roberto. Well, if you want to try making your own pizza, please do. Otherwise, head to Luce and see how it's done by the experts from Italy. Luce is located at Old Malaya in...
Lorong Rajasulan. Number 10.
Is number 10. And what's the phone number there?
Is 2078-8008.
2078-8008-8003, of course. And it's open daily for?
We are at the moment closed on Monday.
Okay.
And we are opening at 3 p.m. Since we just started, we just testing the market, see what the demands is, and then we will see. We will adjust as we go. Only on Sunday we open at 12, so you can come for lunch.
So it's open Sunday for lunch, closed Mondays and daily otherwise from 3 p.m.
until
right
8.
Through to end of dinner.
Yeah.
And Zenzero is located at
St. Mary Residence.
Place.
Yeah, St. Mary Residence, ground floor, Jalan Tenga.
And the phone number there is?
Is 2022-3883.
Your way of remembering all your numbers, right?
03-2022-3883.
Thank you very much, Roberto.
Thank you.
Thank you to Roberto for his very, very informative insights. If you want to find out what Luce and Zenzero are giving away this week, don't forget to follow us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/BFM Feeding Time. Alternately, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Koo, that's MISSKHOO, for interesting morsels about food. Till next Saturday, have yourselves a delicious week. This has been Feeding Time with Faye on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.